This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Canada has not sentenced criminals to death in 30 years, and until recently, it fought hard to keep Canadians abroad from being executed. Now, the Conservative government of Prime Minister Stephen Harper is backing off from that policy, and that is a big deal for one inmate across the border in Montana. Hope Stockwell of Montana Public Radio reports.
According to Amnesty International, there are only two Canadians facing execution in the world, one in China, the other here in Montana. Ronald Smith pleaded guilty more than two decades ago to killing two young Native American men, execution style, near Glacier National Park. Their decaying bodies weren't found for weeks. Until recently, and despite the nature of his crime, Smith still thought he might get to go home.
Came as a real shock to Ron.
That's Smith's attorney, Greg Jackson. He says the new policy took them by surprise.
We have been in active talks with the Canadian consulate for the past year. The Canadian consul was actually at the prison talking with Ron, reinforcing their support for Ron and his return to Canada the day before the Canadian government made its announcement.
In a written statement last month, Prime Minister Harper says if Canada intervened in the Smith case, it would quickly become a question of whether the country is prepared to repatriate a double murderer. Harper goes on to say, quote, "In light of this government's strong initiatives on tackling violent crime, I think that would send the wrong signal to the Canadian population," end quote. In making his decision to no longer seek clemency, commutation, or extradition for Canadians facing death in other countries, Harper explicitly said it would apply only to cases in democratic nations where offenders have been convicted and sentenced in a fair process. Human rights researcher and Amnesty International volunteer Mark Warren of Ottawa calls Harper's reasoning misguided.
The argument the government is proposing is, because the United States is a democracy and it has the rule of law, there is no need for the Canadian government to intervene and ask for mercy on behalf of a Canadian citizen facing execution in the United States, as though everyone on death row in the U.S. got a fair trial.
Also last month, Harper's government decided not to co-sponsor a U.N. resolution calling for a worldwide moratorium on the death penalty, something that Canada has done in the past. These two decisions have worried some Canadians. Political science professor Alan Tupper at the University of British Columbia says there's a concern that the politically conservative prime minister has a hidden agenda.
People sort of see that a relaxed Canadian position in the international world might be a prelude to relaxing the Canadians' thinking about the domestic use of capital punishment.
But in his written statement, Prime Minister Harper says he has no desire to reopen the public debate on capital punishment at home. That doesn't mean his opponents aren't still trying to put up roadblocks. A team of lawyers is appealing the policy change in court, and there have been two motions made in Parliament that, if approved, would direct Harper to reverse his decision and again fight to protect Canadians facing execution anywhere in the world, including here in the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Hope Stockwell in Helena, Montana.